With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A powerful storm is pummeling the Northeast Caribbean.
Tropical storm Ernesto packing 70-mile-per-hour winds just below hurricane strength as it passed through Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands with torrential rain, says the National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg.
The big concern is even as the winds start to die down on those islands, the heavy rain will continue and likely cause flash flooding.
He says Puerto Rico could get 6 to 10 inches of rain.
And that can cause mudslides and rockslides as well.
The storm now moving through open waters. I'm Julie Walker.
Prospects for an easing of tension in the Middle East not looking good. Hamas says it will forego tomorrow's Gaza ceasefire talks, while Iran refuses to abandon its vow to attack Israel. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump has lost his latest bid for a new judge in his New York criminal case. Judge Juan Merchan refusing to step aside. Sentencing is set for next month. Vice President Harris facing more criticism for steering clear of the news media.
It's not only Donald Trump who's complaining that Kamala Harris has yet to give a sit-down interview or hold a news conference since moving to the top of the Democratic ticket. The Washington Post editorial board says it's a political necessity for the vice president to answer questions from the press. It goes on to say that the media and public have legitimate questions and she should face them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has won her primary race in Minnesota. In Vermont's U.S. Senate primary, independent incumbent Bernie Sanders will face Republican Gerald Malloy in November. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow is up 18 points, but the Nasdaq trading 106 points lower. The S&P 500 index is down 9 points. This is SRN News. Someone is burning churches in southern Ohio.
May 10th, Flag Springs Methodist Church. July 6th, Rehoboth Church in Waterloo. August 6th, Fox Fairview Church in Patriot, all put to the torch. Cocaine Enterprise Baptist Church in nearby Oak Hill was burned nearly 2 years ago, and residents of the region are on edge. Investigators say it's clearly arson, and one person or one group is likely responsible. Meanwhile, attacks on churches across the country are up 430-plus in 2023, double the number the year before. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crews have demolished a Texas church where a gunman killed more than two dozen worshipers in 2017. The crews used heavy machinery to raise the small building in Sutherland Springs, even after some families sought to preserve the scene of the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. A judge last month cleared the way for the sanctuary of the First Baptist Church to be torn down. This is SRN News. He's firing back.
Former President Donald Trump has informed the federal government that he intends to sue over the August 2022 FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago, saying it was conducted to interfere with the 2024 election. Mr. Trump's legal team is threatening to sue for $100 million, alleging that the federal government is guilty of invasion of privacy, malicious prosecution, and abuse of process. The raid of Trump's estate took place 18 months after he left the White House. It resulted in Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing Special Counsel Jack Smith to go after the former president over his handling of classified documents. Judge Eileen Cannon dismissed the case last month after ruling that Smith's appointment was unconstitutional. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
His campaign says Mr. Trump will deliver a major economic address today in Asheville, North Carolina. That state handed Mr. Trump his closest statewide margin of victory over Democrat Joe Biden back in 2020. More details at SRNNews.com.